Good evening, family. Good evening. It is another honor and pleasure to be with you once again, and even with you crossing over into the new year. Amen. It is now 2019, and that's going to be our focus, is bringing glory to God's name. I love that song. It's my first time hearing it. But I definitely wrote that down, bringing glory to your name, not our name, but bringing glory to God's name. So, again, I'm definitely excited to be here with you guys. Definitely ready to share and pour out what God has poured into me over these past few weeks. So I definitely hope that everyone is ready. You will yet still find me walking and pressing and striving in God to be all that he has called for me to be. And I hope that 2019, this is also your focus as well. Everything that I speak about in 2019 will be focused towards this one thing that God spoke to me, and that's taking charge of your own journey. So taking charge of your own journey. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humbly come before you, thanking and praising your God. Lord, we just ask, Father, that you begin to quiet our minds from the day, the busyness of the day. Ask, Lord, that you begin to give our spirit and our soul and our heart rest from all the things that we've had to do on today, oh God. And Lord, that you bring us into focus, bring our ears, our mind, our hearts, and our spirits into focus to hear and receive a word from you. Lord, we thank you and praise you for all that is on this line and those that will hear it, Lord, at a later time. That, Lord, that you have blessed us once again, Lord, with a new year, another 12 months, another 365 days, oh God, to walk in our purpose, draw closer to you, Lord, and bring others to Christ. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for the focus that you have given me, which is taking charge of our own journey. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, Lord, be acceptable in your sight. But Lord, let the words be seeds planted in them, Lord, that they will grow thereby. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So again, family, taking charge of your own journey. For many years, hear me, I allowed situations in my life to dictate my journey. For many years, I've allowed what people said about me dictate my journey. I even allowed my sins, my mistakes, and the things that I've done dictate my journey. Hurt and pain also dictated my journey. And so for some of you, if you would tell the truth, for some of you, you've allowed different things like the lack of education, lack of finances, friends or family support, or any of those things that I've even named for myself, dictate your journey. But in 2019, we're going to take charge. We're going to take charge. We gotta take back. We can't allow these outside influences dictate our inward walk, our inward purpose, our inward journey that God has us on. I don't know about you, but I can only speak for me. Man, I've strayed so many times. And it's not just straying as far as, you know, falling into sin or temptation. It's just straying, you know, for disobedience or straying because I had my own agenda about things. Straying because, again, I allow people to come in and get my mind off focus. And so now I'm going to sit down and I'm going to take a back seat, or I'm not going to keep pressing and doing things that I know that I should be doing or I started off doing. We're not going to allow that in 2019. We're going to press very, very hard. I hope I have enough people on here with me. And God wouldn't give this to me if it wasn't for more than just me. He told me, he said, all of 2019 is about you taking charge. So it has nothing to do with no one else but you. The Lord says it doesn't have anything to do with anyone else. This is about you no matter who comes, no matter who goes, no matter who stays, who walk out. It is your job now to take control of reaching your destiny that God has for you. It's time to take charge of your ministry, your career, your business, your marriage, your education, your family, your finances. Are you hearing me? We're going to take charge this year. And taking charge is not leaving God out. Okay? I'm saying taking charge of your own is not leaving God out. What it's doing is making God the focus. And you accept nothing less than who you are and who you know you are in God. We're not bowing down to anybody but God.
Do you need one and shout just to God, know you on point?
Yes. Come on, Pastor. See, I said I know it was for more than just me. So you're going to hopefully shout a couple more times. So just chime back in whenever you're ready.
Hallelujah!
Glory to God. Amen. So y'all heard Pastor E. So I hope I got some folks on here that is fed up with living below and beneath who you know you are. And been just wandering around aimlessly through life with questions and no directions and no purpose. I hope you are ready to take charge. So let's again, this is going to be a journey, taking charge of your own journey. So you have to look at it as a journey, okay? So just go with me in your spiritual imagination. If anyone has moved recently, or you remember the last time that you moved, so again, remember that's a journey from going from one place to another place. And you remember when you packed up everything that you were going to take with you, but however, there was a lot of things that you did not pack and you did not take with you, okay? So remember, you recognize those things of not being needed for where you were going, or else you recognize those things as junk and it was no longer useful. Or you recognize that it has served its purpose for the home that you were in, but and for its season, but you knew that it was not what you needed for where you were going to the next home. So again, if you had square windows and now you got round windows, so you know those curtains wasn't going to work anymore. So it was for that season, that home where you're going, they're no longer needed. All right. Are y'all hearing me? So before we get started on this journey, before you can take charge, there are a few things that we would not take with us. They can't go anymore, y'all. It has to stop today. It can't go with you. You cannot keep packing this stuff and taking it with you because it is slowing you down on your journey. So what we're going to start off with right now, guess what we're leaving today? Let me tell y'all for the one time what we're leaving today. I need y'all to lead this. Raise your hand if you're ready to go with me on this journey. Raise your hand right now if you're ready to take charge of your journey. Because what I'm about to tell you, what we first going to leave behind, you might, you know, cry a little bit. But I got to tell you, the first thing that we're going to leave behind is the pain. We're going to leave the pain behind. We're not packing it. Don't find no box for it. Don't find no glad trash bag for it. Nothing. It's not going to go with us. Your pain, her pain, his pain, apostle's pain, pastor pain, evangelist pain, none of us. Family, listen, Now Network family, no, none of us. Wherever our leader, Pastor E, is taking us, we are not bringing the pain with us in 2019. So this is going to be maybe a three-part series, because I need each of us to have to seriously take this, to take this seriously. Look within ourselves and identify with these lessons, okay? I'm praying for us all to be cleansed, cleaned out, spring cleaned by March. Okay, so January, February, by March. Remember, March is that spring. But I want us to be cleaned out by March, because I want us to be ready to go and ready to take off. Okay, so the first thing about leaving the pain behind that I'm going to deal with today is facing the pain. Then in February, when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about breaking the victim mentality and forgiveness. And then we're going to finish up with letting God use your pain for his purpose. So did y'all get that? So today we're going to face the pain. You got to be ready. Don't raise your hand if you're not ready. But I need you to be ready. Even if you feel you're not ready, oh, you're going to be ready. Pastor V is not accepting it. If I'm not accepting it for myself no more, I'm not accepting it for my brothers and sisters in the kingdom of Christ. Then again, we're going to talk about breaking the spirit of victim mentality and forgiveness. And then we're going to talk about how to let God use your pain for his purpose. All right? So, facing the pain. You have to know the specifics of what is paining you. Hear me.
And again, this came to me because, again, God always takes me back to my experiences. And you know that in 2018 was a very rough year for me when it came to a lot of different sicknesses. Okay. So just like the pain in your body, I had a lot of different pains in my body. And I went to the doctor and said, listen, I have a pain in my body. It's in my legs, it's in my toes, it's in my head, and wherever the case may be. And the doctor began to do what? Tests, MRI, CT scans, ultrasounds, whatever, because they needed to find and identify what was causing the pain. Please be as real as you can be. Do not let yourself, do not tell yourself that you should be over it by now. I understand, but I need you to allow God. Hear me what I'm saying. You can do it yourself. Most of y'all already know what I'm talking about. But if you say, listen, God, I need you to do a head-to-toe CT scan of my heart, my mind, and my spirit, MRI, ultrasound, whatever you need to do, I need this pain identified. I need you to reveal it to me, and I need you to tell me exactly what it is, okay, because it's time to face it. Because what happens is attempts to escape the pain, which listen, I was a mastermind. I was greater, better than Houdini at being an escape artist when it came to pain, okay? Because escaping the pain creates unhealthy habits of coping with the pain. Let me just stop there for a minute. I'm going to breathe, and I want you to absorb. Attempting to escape the pain creates unhealthy habits of coping with the pain. Things like self-harm, overeating, drinking, laziness, anger, and so many others. Laziness started becoming a big one for me. Even though I'm a busybody, I'm a lazy busybody. You're like, how can that be? Yeah. Because my body will go, but my mind will be as lazy as I don't know what. My mind just did not want to function. It did not want to go. I just was on autopilot. I didn't think it through. I just went. And so what I'm trying to say is the two things that I want to point out is that in identifying the pain and know what you use to cope with pain. Let me say that one more time. I'm trying to be so slow, but I'm so excited about this message. You must identify the pain. And even if the pain is not becoming clear to you, you still know what you use to cope with pain. Because when that comfort of coping habit begins to surface, you can quickly recognize that something is wrong within. So again, when I knew when I was needed to deal with pain, like I said, at first it'd be laziness. Then I'm like, okay, well, it's just something I'm just not dealing with or whatever, but I can kind of get that back. You know what I'm saying? I can get myself back on focus, and I can get myself back on track. And then I find myself up in the middle of the night eating. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I can get that back under control. Then all of a sudden I'm snapping at people. So you know when your coping comfort habits is starting to like really take you further than where you need to go. You should have dealt with it when the first one presented itself, which was maybe been laziness or overeating. But now you all of a sudden, you're like, I'm going to stop at the liquor store for the one time and grab me a bottle of, you know, Crown and whatever. So now you know you done went too far. You should have dealt with it at the beginning, but you know that your coping mechanisms will continue to keep getting stronger and stronger and taking you further and further if you don't want to deal with that pain, okay? So I'm quick now to identify and find my inner peace. As soon as y'all know I always tell the truth, because one of my things is I have an addiction to men. I did. I'm delivered now. Praise God. But I also know that was a coping mechanism for me. So when I know I'm way too far gone, when that detector starts going up, and now I'm fierce about it. I know that something is unresolved in me. But now I know never to let it go that far. So are y'all hearing what I'm trying to say? You know your furthest point. My furthest point is when now I'm allowing men to come back in my life to comfort me and be a coping mechanism. Where now, as soon as I feel overeating or laziness or one of those other ones, I deal with it way before we get way down there. All right? So you know what yours is. Pain. Now, let's get a pen and paper. I need you to write some things down. Okay? Everybody get a pen and paper. Even if you got to, if you use your phone or whatever you need to do. Because I have one good question I need to ask of you, and I need you to answer, and I need you to answer truthfully. Okay? So, give you a second. You got your pen and paper? Thank you. I want you to take one deep breath in and blow it out. I need you to take another deep breath in and blow it out. Now, write down what the first thing that comes to your mind when I say these three things. You ready? Relax. What hurted you so bad? What was it? Who was it? Thing that come to your mind. What's paining you so bad, baby? What has you so balled up in a knot right now? What still brings the tears to your eyes? Everybody should be writing. Good. Now, hear me. The enemy not only knows your past, but he also knows the pain of what hurt you in the past. The devil knows you have not dealt with it. He also knows you've been avoiding it. He also knows you've been trying to hide it and trying to comfort yourself from it. He knows all these things, and you're letting him get away with bringing it back up. You're letting him get away with taunting you with it, and you're allowing him to keep reopening that same wound. Enough is enough. I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, brother. Whatever it was, I'm so sorry. But enough is enough. Your pain is like, go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm going to tell you what your pain is like. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 8 through 11. Let me get there. Your pain is like the Philistine giant, that was taunting the army of God. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 8 through 11 says, Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the army of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine words, Saul and all of the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. The pain by way of the devil is trying to overcome you and kill you and make you become subject to it and serve it. It wants to control your character, your thoughts about yourself, your outlook on life, make you question the call of God on your life, destroy your reputation. The devil is daring you to face him, face your pain, daring you to do it. That giant has you so paralyzed with fear and terrified. Remember, he said, are you not the children of Israel? Are you not? So I'm asking you, not in a taunting way, aren't you a child of God? Aren't you a son and a daughter of God? Then why are you so terrified? Why are you so fearful? Verse 25, he says, now the Israelites have been saying, do you see how this man keeps coming out? Verse 25, in that same chapter, it says, now the Israelites had been saying amongst themselves or within themselves, do you see how this man keeps coming out? Keeps coming out. The giant kept coming out. He kept coming out. He kept taunting at them. Do you not see how your pain keeps coming out? It keeps coming out in areas of your life that you don't want it to come out. So you don't see that your past pain coming out in your new relationships or friendships. You don't see that? Or you don't see it coming out at your job where you're not focused or not driven anymore to succeed. You're just lazy. You're just there. You don't see that? You don't see it coming out in your ministry where once when you were on fire for God, now you barely make it on time. You're like, oh, I just get there when I get there, this and that. That was me once upon a time. Do you not see that? It keeps coming out. It keeps coming out because it wants you to spend money on, again, your coping mechanism. When that's money you could be saved to be putting towards your new car or buying a house or giving to the ministry or whatever the case may be. Do you know how much money you spend on food and eating out and eating junk food? Do you know how much money you spend on your alcohol or drugs or whatever the case may be? Do you not see that the pain keeps coming out? Verse 45, we're going to jump down to verse 45. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with a sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. You must face it to overcome it, but know that you are not alone. Go face it in the name of God, the captain of this army. You're not alone. God is there with you. What David said, I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. Do y'all hear me? Verse 46, what does it say? This day, the Lord will deliver you, pain, into my hands, and I will strike you, pain, down, and I will cut you, pain, your head off. Repeat that verse after me. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Do you believe what you just said? Because that's the word of God. You cannot doubt the word of God. Stop trying to deal with it alone. See, that was my problem. Ooh, good God Almighty. Lord Jesus, have mercy. People, y'all don't understand. That was my problem. I was trying to deal with it alone. I don't know why I didn't invite God into that area of my life. Maybe because of the shame, maybe because of the guilt, or maybe because I got my own self in that situation, or whatever the case may be, but I kept trying to deal with it alone. One thing I can tell you, let me tell you, God is not afraid of your pain. So stop trying to keep him away from it. Other people may be. Jesus Christ, I can tell you about that story too. There's a lot of people that I honestly can say can't deal with me because they can't deal with my past. But I know one person who can, and that is the Lord God Almighty. So now I bring him into everything. Today the pain stops now. Today the pain stops. Today we cut the pain's head off. I don't just need you to tune in and listen to me teach. I need you to do something for real. I need you to do some homework. And that is what is wrong. That's wrong with a lot of churches. We're being preached to and we're not being made responsible for our own salvation. I'm not here just to preach to you. I'm here to give you the tools that you need to be responsible for your own soul salvation, give you the tools that you need to take charge of your own journey. And it comes with doing the work. This is not magic. This is not hocus pocus. It comes with you doing the work. You know your pain. You have to do the work. If you want it to destroy you, and you don't want to reach your full potential in God, okay, I can't say any more to you. Fine, just stay how you are. But for those that are tired and you want to be free, we about to cut the head off this joker today. We're not playing with it anymore. Are you hearing me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm praying for those that are under the sound of my voice, God, that are tired. They're tired of the pain. Lord, it might be one thing. It might be more than one thing. It might be a plethora of things, Lord, that over the years they have collected, and it's just a big pain ball in them, oh God. Right now, Father, give them the strength to face it. Give them the strength to face it. Give them the strength to cut its head off. All they need to do is speak one word. David took one shot, one slingshot, which is nothing but the word, directly at that pain, and it fell down, and we're going to cut its head off. Give them the strength right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them buckle. Don't let them fold. Don't let them push this message aside. Lord, let them begin right now to face that pain in Jesus' name. What I want you to do is I want you to keep writing down all those things, situations, and people that you are still feeling the pain from. This just doesn't stop after this broadcast. You have 30 more days before you hear me again. And in 30 days, there should be some heads rolling. If you're not feeling the pain from that, then don't write it down. You're healed from it. We don't want to open the old wounds. I'm talking about the things that are still, you can still feel it right now. Even with me talking about it, you can still feel it. Even with me talking, let me be so transparent. Even with me talking, there's still some things I still feel. I'm still working on cutting these things heads off. As they reveal itself to me, I'm cutting it off. Ah, glory be to God. Oh, how I can preach. As I feel it, I'm cutting it off. Divorce, cut it off. Rejection, cutting it off. The pain, cutting it off. The pain of people misusing and abusing me, I'm cutting it off. Because it cannot go with me on my journey anymore. As my bishop preached a couple Sundays ago, I still got some fight left in me. You still got some fight left in you. It's not folding time now. No, it's fighting time now. But guess what? Guess who you got fighting for you? God All you got to do is speak the word. Jesus, it says, speak the word, and the word will fight it for you. And then look at it laying on the ground and cut its head off. You can do it. With the help of God, you can do it. I know you can. It's not just for me. It's for you too. We got places to go, y'all. We got things to do. We got people that we need to reach. We got a million souls that we need to get saved. We got messages. We got to feed people and clothe people and shelter. We got too much to do. And I'm not saying that you're going to be 100%. Because, again, something else might happen, and that's a new pain. We're going to have it in life. But I'm saying is we're going to deal with it a whole lot sooner than we used to deal with it, especially me, Valores. Good Lord. How old am I? 47 years old. I had things from still 8 years old. But I faced it, and I'm dealing with it. And guess what? I'm so much freer now. Got a big ball of energy now. It's just you feel lighter. I don't know how else to describe it. Once you do it, then you describe me how it makes you feel. But right now, it makes me feel much lighter and free. So right now, I want to begin to open up the phone lines. Please dial 1 if you have any questions, if you have any comments about this message, if you need more prayer, if you need more encouragement, whatever you need, I am here right now for you to start this journey. But again, on this journey, we're not packing everything. We're leaving some things behind, and this is the first thing we got to leave behind. So right now, I want Pastor E to open up the phone lines. I thank and praise each and every one of you that's listening now and will be listening later, because it is much needed. We're dragging pain around behind
us,
like garbage bags full. And then on top of that, they got the Glad Flex bags. We just stuff them bags.
They got the Glad Stretch scented bags where even trash even smell good.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear that? Yeah, so you caught that. That all across the land, that's about 5-4. It's going to catch up with the rest of y'all. They got trash bags. They got Febreze on it where they make trash smell good. Come on now. Oh, my God. You better clean up your mess.
Yeah.
This has been a very accountable word. Now, I just mentioned we are in a season. Watch this. We are in a season of self-examination. It's time for us to check ourselves. It's time for us to not wait for Pastor Valores to come on once a month, but for us every day. This is for me in my new season. I'm every day. What you doing tomorrow? I don't know. I'm worried about right now. What are we going to do tomorrow? Come on now. Let's do it now. Let's hook up next week and do some ministry. Come on. No. Come now. I'm out here preaching right now. Come on now. I'm going to do everything I can because tomorrow, I promise.
No, sir, it's not.
And I'm going to stop taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
Did you hear me on that one? Tomorrow is not promised, and I'm not taking advantage of it no more.
Amen.
So every night when he laid me down to sleep, oh my God, every night when he laid me down to sleep, all I experience is, son, good and faithful servant, job well done. I don't have to wake up the next day because I know I'm going to be in glory then. My God, I'm worried about now.
Yeah. And you are so right when you say that because, again, you know, just this past season, you've been with me on my journey with the different sicknesses. I didn't know if I was going to make it through any of them. When I said, how many did I face? About 4 different ones. I had the surgery on the scar that was infected.
It felt like 30.
The tumors.
It felt like 30. Wait a minute. Right. It felt like 30. Your wound went up and down, back and forth, and all that. I pray every day that it just be taken away completely, that you get restoration in your skin and new grafts and new cells and things like that. But I've been there. You ain't know if it was going to close up, open up, or go away or what.
Didn't know if it's going to get down to the tissue of my chest cavity and all that. So that, and then remember my blood pressure stayed up. I went to the hospital, what, 3 times? They were taking me straight from the doctor's office to the hospital.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel my face that one time. Remember I was saying, I was like, I could not feel my face. I was about to stroke out. So
how many days
so
of
many
work
times.
did you miss in 2018?
Oh, my Jesus. And remember, I just missed days for the stomach flu.
Yeah, yeah, the flu, what, 3 weeks? My God, they love you at your
and
company.
Guess what? That's three weeks, right. And I'm still there. That's 3 weeks of non-pay. Remember, I didn't get paid for any of that time I was off. I didn't get paid for any of my doctor's appointments, times that I was in recovery, times I was in the hospital. So, yeah, it was more than 3 weeks. We probably about a good month of me.
Can I interject when you just said that? This is just what dropped in my spirit. I'm being prophetic right now. It came straight from God. See, that's when we have to have networks that can cover opportunities like that when we never without.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Yeah. I ain't talking about a GoFundMe. I'm not talking about a GoFundMe.
Right.
I'm talking about a network of people that are there, a team of people that are always there to say, you better take off.
Yeah.
And everything is covered. We're going to pray on that thing. We're going to get that thing closer into fruition.
Yep.
That's what the Now Network is all about, available for everything.
But even still, Pastor E., a lot of my pain for 2018 was because of physical pain. So don't think that it's always emotional that somebody broke your heart or somebody walked out on you or whatever. I was experiencing pain from the sickness. I was emotionally drained. I was emotionally frustrated. I was emotionally didn't know, like you said, waking up the next day, didn't even know what it was going to be. Am I going to be okay or am I not going to be okay? So I had to face that pain of saying the same thing as you. Look, devil, let me tell you one doggone thing. If I die, I die in the arms of God. I'm not going to let you have me walk in fear anymore about me leaving this earth.
I prepare myself, my God, for the place that has been prepared for me and for you.
We'll be preaching together. Look, me
and you will be preaching here. Let me give somebody else a chance, and I'll come back in at the end. But I'm really encouraged because confirmation is the biggest thing for me. Mm-hmm. And I want everybody out there to know we didn't have an offline conversation. We have not talked verbally.
Nope.
Probably in 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't, and I don't format, and I don't ask people, hey, preach about this, talk about that. I'm not one of them. I am here just as a servant. But look at confirmation. If you go back and listen to the last 3 months of the leadership training, look at the confirmation that's coming out from the leaders that we got to get accountable. We got to get real about this thing. We got to stop playing. Yeah, there's a difference about being real about it and stop playing. That'll catch up in a minute. We have to start being so dedicated to God that it's all about Jesus. My God, come on. We open the lines right now. Dial 1. I'm inviting you to get involved. Anybody here listening, I pray for those that are listening live later because we know some people are at work, some people are in church, some people are on their own broadcast right now. But we know we have overwhelming listeners in the archive. But for everybody that's live right now, I need you to interact with us right now. I don't care if it's one or a million. The ones that dial one right now are going to be the ones that are in agreement with going to another level in themselves. You better know it's real. I'm talking about the ones that dial one right now saying, I want to be free, but I want to be better.
Mm. Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. Now, I know Minister Terry is on here, but she's at work right. Oh, no, she's still dial one. Oh, she's the first one. She got it. Oh, wait. God is pouring out wherever you are.
Hallelujah. Glory,
I don't care
family.
Where you
I'm
are.
Listening.
God is pouring out right now into you and everybody around you.
Somebody right now, before Minister Terry gets started, there's somebody right now that the tears is flowing from your eyes, and they started flowing right when I said to write it down. I need you to dial 1 and be ready after Minister Terry. I need to speak with you. Somebody, the tears been flowing ever since I started speaking. I need you to dial 1. I need to speak with you. Good evening, Minister Terry. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed
to
be on this call tonight.
Can I say this?
Yes.
But I know who it is, and I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
But that
charge that was just spoken, I know who it was for.
Yes. You know,
this pain.
Yes, we have to leave. We have to leave that pain. We have to face that pain, whatever it is. And you know what? I know once I had a pain in my life. I was hiding it in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And once I learned to forgive, I had to forgive. Once I forgave, I feel like peace. I feel light. I feel good, you know, because I know I have done what I'm supposed to do, and I feel good because some people, you'll carry that pain around you because a lot of people have pain because they won't forgive somebody over something small. I know family members that haven't forgiven each other. They're not speaking. Sisters, brothers, cousins, you know, for something small, and that's pain. You know, that's pain within the whole family. So this is a word that needs to be shared because a lot of us are just walking around with that pain in us and not knowing what to do. So I'm looking forward to also to next month for the next episode. I wrote it down too. Breaking, what did you said? Breaking
the victim spirit
mentality. Yes. You got to break that too. Yes, we're not a victim. I tell you, I thank God every day, but I thank God for giving me that spirit to forgive.
Yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Awesome word, family. I love you. I appreciate
love
you.
Love you.
And you too, Pastor E, and all the listeners. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You too, sister.
Amen. Amen. But, you know, you said something. I want to kind of draw into this is because this is when God sent me in your life, is that you said something, you know, to forgiving things that are small. But actually, it was something really big in your life.
It was.
And you had the right, it legally, I'm saying this to everybody out there that don't know the testimony. Legally, you had the right to be pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that to you. Did he say that out loud? Wait a minute. Did he say that out loud?
Yes, but I always
legally,
say vengeance is the Lord's, you know, not mine, Richard. And you know, I thought I had the right because people think that we think we have the right because, Pastor, we don't know the Lord. Once you know the Lord, then you know. And you know the
See,
will
that's
of
the,
God.
See, that's the difference. Yes.
That's the difference.
That is the difference.
Yes.
Well,
and I
because by the law, you had every right.
And I had that right.
See,
we don't live by the law.
We don't live by the law. We live by the what?
Thank
Spirit.
God. Yeah. God.
And didn't he do it for you?
Yes.
Didn't he do it for you?
Oh, yes. He did it for me. I tell you, he did it for me.
Set you free.
Set me free. I had to just go over that verse over and over and just meditate on it. I had to forgive so I can be forgiven, too, yes. And it helped. You know, Pastor Reed, it was, Pastor Reed knows, and all the listeners may not know, but it was my brother was murdered. And
murdered.
I had to go to therapy. Yeah, murdered in his home. And I had to go to therapy behind that. He didn't deserve it. He let a youngster into his house, helping this youngster out, and the youngster beat him almost where he couldn't have an open viewing. But the grace, I thank God for his grace. I do.
Thank you,
every
God.
Day. Yes,
thank you.
Because
him, Jesus.
My God. Oh, no.
He will get you through the pain.
Yes,
the forgiveness.
Yes,
the forgiveness.
That unforgiveness. We can't walk around with no unforgiveness. We have to. We must.
Amen.
Amen.
And I wasn't trying to bring up
I love you guys, family.
And I want everybody to know I wasn't trying to bring up past because we're in the now. But sometimes you have to know that pain is real. And
yes,
God is.
Is
real because he can bring you out of real pain.
Yes,
my God.
Mm-hmm.
Bless
and
you,
I like what
Jerry.
You bless
God
you.
God bless you, family. Love you all.
And I like what you said, Pastor E, because I also want to deal with that. And I wrote down to make sure I deal with it, is that sometimes we hold on to the pain because we feel we have a right to. You don't understand. This offended me. This legitimately, this
yes.
person hurt me or did this to me. I have a right to hold on to this pain for as long as I want to, because I wasn't wrong. They were wrong. I understand. Trust me. How you feel, man or woman of God. Trust
me.
Because
I can always testify. How many times I was right.
Yes. When I tell you, I always testify, and I say, y'all don't understand, that last divorce, I had never been so angry before in my life. I was abused and beaten, hit with 2x4s and put through windows. And I was never mad at that man that abused me for almost 7 years like I was at this man that just turned my life upside down in 12 months. I wanted to bust windows out the wall. I had a right to that type of anger and that type of pain, but I had to face it and let it go. That now he can call me now and hey, whatever you need, I'm there. I don't have that. I want to choke you, spirit, no more. So,
well, you know, that you brought that up because I dealt with that. But, you know, I had to really make a decision in my life that even though people did me wrong,
mm-hmm.
it was still, I had to still take responsibility because I know they weren't no good. I knew they didn't have my best interest at heart. But I still subjected myself to that pain. And I had to be, this is when I got free, Pastor B, when I finally let everybody off the hook and said, you know what, you wouldn't have did me wrong if I didn't let you.
Yep,
so I had to take responsibility. I wouldn't have been beat up if I wasn't in a beat up situation. I wouldn't have been stole from if I didn't give you access. So I had to finally say, for me to really forgive, now I'm talking about forgiveness, I had to really put it all on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And take responsibility and say, you know what? Don't let the wrong person in. Don't get involved with the wrong people. It goes back on me. And I got free in that. And I pray somebody else gets free in that too. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody else, dollar number two. I know you already got it. Area code 619, last four, 2454. You're live on Women Speak Now with Pastor V.
Praise the Lord, y'all. Praise the Lord, Pastor
Shabbat
E. Pastor
first.
E.
Can you Shabbat
me.
First?
Shabbat. Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory. and if he wasn't Lord, I don't know where I'd be. Okay? And I'm so grateful.
You're going to start something okay. Because my whole prayer today is God has really been on me because it's the spirit of when you know that God has done for you, how everybody's so quiet.
Yeah.
We have all experienced God's miraculous power, but you got a handful going ballistic. You got a handful just making a sound where people get annoyed. I'm telling you, I'm in a season where if I praise, I hope my praise gets you upset.
Yes.
Because I know where you brought me from. My God, I'm trying to upset some folks with my praise in 2019.
Good evening, my sister. How are you?
Good evening, praise Lord. I didn't get to hear the full message tonight, but when I was able to chime in, I was hearing what y'all was saying about forgiveness and everything. And I'm sure if those that's listening online would just chime in just for like 5 seconds and say, "Me too," that they know they've been hurt, wounded, bruised. You know, a lot of the things that God has dealt with me and Women Speak Now Be Heard has come from a place of recognition that, you know, hurt doesn't feel good. It feels uncomfortable. And especially when you know you're right and the other person is wrong, it's hard because it's like a blow to your emotions. It's like a blow to your cognitive acknowledgement mentally to know that you didn't do anything to warrant that type of emotional attack or verbal attack or insult. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the scripture that we've been dealing with on today is overcome. Jesus said, if you overcome, he said, you will, you know, you will sit with him as he's overcame and sat with his Father on his throne. And so I said, okay, Lord, you know, we have to press to overcome. It's a press, you know, because once you acknowledge, you know what, that was wrong. They hurt me. They did me wrong. They did me bad. They did me dirt. But it's like, you know, I had to vent that hurt out. I had to cry it out. I had to cry out the fact that they was wrong. And I had to cry out the fact that how can you rectify, or how can you solve a problem if they don't want to solve it? Then you don't have any closure. So then it seems like that offense even gets worse as far as the hurt of it, because you can't even, you know, try to solve the issue, you know, rationally and maturely. It's like, what do you do with that? And all I could do was just cry, and I was just crying out to the Lord, and just, you know, I was mad, I was angry, I was aggravated. And when I would talk to, you know, loved ones and different ones about it, you know, it's like they had a deaf ear to it. And I was like, well, Lord, you know, how do you deal with an offense of an in-law? I'm just going to put it out there. How do you deal with an offense from an in-law who you didn't really get to have a relational relationship with? But at the end of the day, some things, God just say, you know what, they already not going to apologize, so you're just going to have to not just only bear it and deal with it, but you're going to have to cry it out to me. I didn't have no one else to talk to or to cry it out to but God. And you know that's a challenge, because you don't see God, but you know his love. You know he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Well, right in the cut, right in the thick of it, where I was crying, I was all by myself in my home to say, Lord, this hurts. You know, this is not fair. And I was just crying it out. And it was just a matter of time. I had to walk it out. I had to live it out. Every time I heard their voice, I couldn't stand
it.
Every time their name came to my mind, I got madder. It had to take time. And Jesus said, if you overcome, that's one word that came to my heart. And I didn't get that word until later on this evening. It's like to overcome. We must overcome it. The only way we can overcome it, sister, is just like how you can say, you know, you can hit that bruise, but the bruise, I know where the bruise was. It's not there no more. But I can relate to this thing got me good, and it broke me. But God is glorified because he said, you know, I overcame. I did, and I don't like when people used to say that, well, Jesus took the nails. You know, and it's easy to, you know what I'm saying, put it on our Savior, what he did for our humanity. But it was like, well, I feel like I was getting crucified. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. But at the end of the day, he said, blessed is he that overcometh, for he shall receive a crown of life and fadeth not away. So even in the unfairness, so now you ain't going to believe it. But they call and say, praise the Lord, or hi, or good afternoon. And I feel the release from my spirit. And I say, wow. I had a whole like, what? You know, because that's showing me where I am, and when I reflect back where I was, it showed me where I wasn't. You know,
my God.
And it's God's glory, because I was still tender and hurt. But as time went on, the hurt started to subside and heal. And I had to accept that they were not going to apologize. And as of 2019, they still haven't apologized. And this was over 15 years ago. And God has given me a peace to where I don't look at them like they're pitiful or like they're pathetic. It's just like, well, God, you know, there's just some people who refuse and will not, like a stubborn bull, will not apologize. And because it doesn't mean I'm better than them, because I want to be quick to apologize. But I'm going to say this real quick. I used to, whenever someone used to offend me, and I had dealt with anger at that time in my life, and if I said something, snap back hard at them, I didn't care if it hurt them, because if they hurt my feelings, that was my intent to get them back.
Stop telling my testimony. I thought I had the right to smash you.
That same emotion God began to deal with me with that same emotion. And so maybe someone, when God allows someone to hurt me and not apologize, and I can see if they say, oh, I didn't mean to do that, after you go to them and you want to solve it. But that was where my heart was. My heart was wanting to fix, to bring closure. That's where my heart was. But before, when I was like that, I didn't want to, please, if you came to get some closure from me, you wasn't going to get it. But it wasn't like I was just evil and didn't want
with you.
You know, I didn't. It wasn't like I wouldn't consider the thought. But I think at that time in my spirit, I was just like, no, you did it, and so I finished it. You know, and God had to really just show me. I'm gonna show you somebody who can do it and finish it and won't think two cents about apologizing about it. And that happened to me
That's
after
it.
Jesus
Christ. Oh my God!
To my
now
heart.
Watch this. Now watch this. That's where God is calling us to. That it's not about the other person. Because they're going to have to answer to God one-on-one. You guys hear me say this all the time. It ain't no group worship service. When he comes, individually, one-on-one, he's going to say, Valoris, Edward, Charlene, why did not you listen? That's all he's going to do. See, so that's where the revelation comes, is that now I'm working me to be free and whole in God, because I got to answer.
Yeah.
And I pray that you make it. I pray you make it. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice, I pray for y'all every day that you make it. But that's not really my concern, my God.
Right. Because you have to understand that what he's saying and what she's saying. And one thing I want to interject for the listeners is that you are prolonging your destiny, reaching your destiny, by not, number one, as I said, facing the pain. And then number two, what we're going to get to on next month, which is the forgiveness. You're prolonging reaching your destiny. And the reason why you're prolonging reaching that destiny is because God is wanting to use that pain for the purpose. It is part of the journey, but you still have to face it, heal with it. We're not taking the pain with us. We're taking purpose with us.
I gotta write this down. Where the pen? See, that's the Great Commission.
And so then, and part of the purpose,
I can share it with you.
Exactly. Is you sharing your story and your testimony. And God can't take you to that point because he knows you haven't dealt with it yet. You can't, as they say, and one of the apostles was preaching today, he said, how can you preach over people in your pain? Because all you're doing is preaching more pain on them.
Five, four, three.
You can't help anybody in your pain. You can't preach about anybody. And I'm not saying that it's going to be 100% gone. Understand that, because I've continually kept preaching, but I continually kept staying before God with what I had going on. You're avoiding it. I'm talking about people that's avoiding it. You don't want to deal with it. You don't want to face it. You don't want to admit it. You don't want to do anything. He can't do you like that. You have to be real and honest to yourself and to him. Go ahead.
Can I throw this one scripture in here, right? And we got a caller for you. I believe the anointing is bringing people that would never die one to die one right now. But in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally,
My brother.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That don't end. That means start your life. That you finally get it. Finally, that's what you've been telling me.
Finally.
That easy? Finally, it's not like a big old, prerequisite on me. Finally, all I have to do is get out of me and be strong in the Lord.
Which I always say, everybody got a GPS system. Everybody knows what a GPS system is. And GPS to me is great place to start. Great place to start. Because if I go in my GPS, it's not going to ask me where I've been. It's going to ask me where I am.
Come on.
Amen.
Now is a great place to start.
To get to where you're going, you got to load in where you are right now in order to get to where you're going. And if right now you're on the corner of lost and confused, I need you to load in lost and confused so God can come and get you and take you where you're going.
My God. Let me open the line for y'all, but I need all of these acronyms sent to me. We are about to launch a Christian series of T-shirts, and I want all y'all acronyms. I have another challenge. Of my 1-3 page challenge on how God loves you, I need Pastor V, I need all y'all, because I only got 5 people, and we are going to produce this thing. Area code 423, last 4, 5373. You're live on Women Speak Now.
Good evening. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I hear tears of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, God. In the name of
God, what is God dealing with you right now that you have the joy of the Lord through your tears right now? And I don't even know who you are.
Hey, sweetie.
We're here for you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yes.
Talk to me.
I'm just trying to deal with, I don't even know what to say, to be honest.
What's in your heart? We know with this judge-free zone, it don't have to come out politically correct. It just needs to come out.
Come out.
Come out.
I'm free.
As much time as you need, baby. Are you still there?
Can we do this?
Oh,
can we
yeah.
do this? Can we do this? I feel this in the spirit right now. Can we just pray? No. Not needing prayer, not wanting
mm-hmm.
prayer. Can we just pray?
Amen.
Pray for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for confidence,
yeah.
courage, hope, faith,
mm-hmm.
belief, and trust that
yeah.
Jesus Christ is Lord. So, Lord, I release
Glory.
Right now any spirit of fear. Right now, I bind any spirit of self. Right now, I step on and put my foot on the neck of me that you can be magnified, glorified, and lifted up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father God, we ask you to speak to us as vessels, not as individuals or people, but as vessels. Lord, let
Hallelujah.
Us release those things that are held in bondage.
In the name of
that we don't think people are going to understand, and we don't think that, that we have the right, that we don't think that we're worthy. Lord, give us the strength, oh my God, not to move your mountains, but to climb and get on the top and shout glory, and get on the top and shout freedom, and get on the top and say, Jesus is my strength. So Lord, have your way as we pray together. I'm about to release this to Pastor Valores, and I ask you, Lord, that as we agree, your word be spoken in truth. As we agree that your word be taken in a spirit of evaluation. And then, Lord, as we receive it, that, Lord, you give us the miraculous vision, purpose, and revelation to live our lives as your servants. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We glorify you.
Hallelujah.
Magnify you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Pastor B.
Sweetie, the first thing that God says is that he forgives you. God says he loves you and you are forgiven.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
He has released it from himself. He wants it to release.
Lift your hand.
He wants you to release it from you.
Let yourself off the hook.
God says, I don't remember it anymore. But you keep remembering it because you feel that you are not worthy to let it go. You want it to be your comfort because you feel that you are the guilty party. It wasn't your fault. It's
Glory
not
to
your
God.
Fault.
Glory to God.
Jesus, Jesus.
You're worthy, sweetie.
Glory
there is
to God.
Nothing. Hear what I say, baby. Nothing too hard for God. Nothing that God will not forgive. Nothing. I don't care what it was. Nothing. And you're thinking that people can see it. They can't. You're thinking people are judging you based on something that they don't know. Baby, they don't. You're putting that on yourself.
Come on, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Free indeed.
I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. Come on. Yes, accept that. Accept that. Accept that you are free. Accept that you are forgiven. Accept that you can have a wonderful life. Accept that you don't have to keep tormenting yourself and punishing yourself. Accept it, baby.
Oh,
You are worthy to be happy. You're worthy to smile. You're worthy to have the best of life. Stop trying to live beneath who you are and what you are because of the past. No, baby. No. 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 Love again. Love again. Love again. Love again. Love again. Be loved again in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Right there. That's it. That's it. Let it go.
Right there.
Right here. Right in that place. Let it go.
You can have joy again in the name of Jesus. You can smile and be free in the name of Jesus. It can be genuine from the heart in the name of Jesus. No more fake and phony smiles. No more fake and phony joy. No more fake and phony love. It is real in the name of Jesus.
That's it. God said, you just transfer your tears of sorrow to tears of joy.
Lord,
not from tears of your past, but tears of your now. Not tears of somebody else's pain, but tears of your own freedom. And the joy of the Lord is on you, by your praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every time you come up here, you better jump up and praise him. Every time you think you ain't worthy, you better jump around and dance in Jesus' name.
I need you to keep pressing right now. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. I don't care how many tears is on your face. I don't care if your chin is wet. I don't care. I need you to keep pressing because today we cutting the head off today. We cutting the head off today.
Freedom.
In the name of Jesus.
Freedom.
And you're going to walk in it, you're going to talk in it, you're going to live in it, you're going to love and freedom, baby.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Freedom.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Say thank you for my freedom.
Thank you for my freedom.
I am free. It's going to be your most powerful word for the next 30 days. You're going to tell the enemy no. You're going to tell those people that come around to comfort you no. You're going to tell that thing that you use to comfort yourself no. I don't need you anymore. No.
That's
I don't
right.
need it anymore. No.
No. No.
I don't
no.
need you anymore. No.
In the
no.
name of Jesus.
Oh.
In the name
Lord
of
Jesus.
Father, you can do it, baby.
We thank you.
You can do
we
it.
We thank you because you're moving. We thank you that you're holding us accountable. We thank you that you're pulling us out of our comfort zone. We thank you, Lord, that it's not about our will. It's not about our agenda. We thank you that your spirit is alive. We thank you that your spirit is moving. And we thank you that we are going to be obedient to your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about them, baby. Don't worry about them. I said no, and the first thing you did was start worrying about what they're going to say. Don't worry about them. Just tell them no.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's
this is
right.
See, we didn't flip into a prophetic mode.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The only one that can do it. The only one that can do it. I'm glad he's using me to call his name, because I have no power but Jesus.
Oh,
but Jesus. But Jesus.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I need you
when you
wake up in the morning, I need you to put on Tamela Mann's song, Change Me, Oh God. That's going to be your song every morning for the next 7 days. Don't wake up and look at Facebook. Don't wake up and turn on no TV. Don't wake up and do anything. That's the first thing you do is pray to God, thank him for another day. And while you're in that bathroom, you take that phone with you and you play that song.
Okay.
And don't stop until you feel the change.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Oh,
thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Anything you want to say, Bethany? Because if not, you don't have to.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create a clean. Worship you
right now. Change.
wonderful,
wonderful change. Y'all remember this?
Believe
that. Has come over me.
You have done, Lord. Thank you, God, for your spirit showing up, your healing power, oh God, being on this broadcast, Lord,
thank
in
you.
The mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for the relief that our brothers and sisters have gotten on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the strength to face these pains
thank
and
you.
These things, Lord, that's been ailing us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let it continue.
Thank you,
please, Lord, let it not just stop now. Let it continue and continue and continue
you,
until
Lord.
We get free, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God,
Jesus.
For the change. Thank you, God, for
thank
the change.
You.
Thank you, God, for the change. Let the change start in each and every one of us
right now,
now oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. You said that you will bottle up our tears, oh God, so we're not afraid of the tears. God, we're
thank
not afraid
you.
Of the tears. We give
thank
you these
you,
tears. Just like we give you the pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, accept our sacrifice, God. Accept our
thank
offering,
you.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, in the name of Jesus.
Bless you, oh God.
Jesus. Man, we love you guys. God bless you for being a part of this anointed broadcast. That's it. That's enough said, that part. We love you.
Love you.